in the armed services, if you could just stand up. Thank you. Okay. David, you are amazing. Thank you so much. I laid some stuff on David this morning, last minute, and he stepped right into it, and man, I just really appreciate it. Which kind of falls into my first thing. I am a procrastinator. I am. Are there any other procrastinators around? Yeah. But I've got some great news about procrastination. Really cool stuff. This guy named Adam Grant, I believe. Yeah, Adam Grant has done studies on procrastination. So he himself is actually a precrastinator. Okay? A precrastinator is a person that that gets stuff done just right away. You know, you may have 3 months to get something done. He'll have it done within the next 2 days. Okay, that's a precrastinator. Are there any of those here? Yeah, there are. Okay, there you go. And then you have the procrastinators. Well, what he has done is he's done some studies on that, and they have a scale of creativity, and what they find is people that procrastinate, that there's like this sweet spot, okay, to where I think it's the brain just has gets a chance to incubate on a subject, okay? So there's actually, well, if you could hit the next chart, the next slide. See this? Okay, so we have creativity, and then we have the precrastinators, which is the panic monster. I like that. And then the procrastinator, which is the instant gratification monkey, okay? Waits to the very, very last minute. So the level of creativity on the precrastinators tends to be kind of low. But if you procrastinate a little bit and you allow that to kind of the object or the subject or the project or whatever it is that you're working on to kind of sink in, your brain is working in the background. And then you also begin to attract and hear and listen to different things that can help that project to make it better. And then of course, if you wait to the very, very last minute, then they're about the same level as the procrastinator. Isn't that interesting? I thought that was just fabulous. Leonardo da Vinci took 16 years to paint the Mona Lisa. 16 years. That's a long time. But he was learning about light, and the time came, and when it came at that time. That was it. And then Martin Luther King, the biggest speech of his life, the March on Washington, was writing his speech and making changes to it at 4 a.m. the day before. They said minutes before he was that he was to go up to speak, he was still scribbling and making notes. 11 minutes into his speech, he went totally off script. And he said the four words, "I have a dream," was never written in his speech. Inspiration. We have to give ourselves room to be creative, and we have to allow and trust that there is a wisdom and there is a creative energy within us that's constantly at work. We got to give it a chance. Okay, so I have been losing weight lately. I haven't actually, it's not really lost. I know where it went. But I've lost 25 pounds now. Hey, yeah. So I have some more to go, but in that process, well, I should back up a little bit. Reverend Michael asked me, I don't know, I think it was last month sometime that I said I would be happy to speak today. And then it seemed like about a week later, Reverend Michael asked me about what the title of my talk was, being a procrastinator. I made something up, okay? And so it was the creative juices, okay, but the creative juicer, okay, because I've been living with juicers a lot lately. So So then I guess everything kind of fell into place around that idea. So what I wanted to do today is I have my friend Gianna's here today to help me out. Gianna, would you come up here? Could you give her a hand? And so I thought I'd share a recipe with you on my for my juicer. But Gianna, I'm going to need you to help me put the ingredients in, okay, sweetheart? So if you could put this on, because I want to make sure you stay safe, okay? We don't know what's going to happen, do we? Okay. Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Oh, yeah. Can you do, you want to tie that? Or you got that? Thanks, honey. Okay, that'll be good. Okay. All right. And then I'm not sure what's going to happen exactly, so. Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you just step right over there, okay? Okay, so we have different ingredients. So we're going to start. You know what? I forgot the ice. We can do it without ice, right? Yeah, why not? Okay, so we're going to start off with a little bit of apple juice. But unfortunately, all I had was apple cider vinegar. So can you pour a little bit of that in there, sweetheart? Thank you. A little more. Perfect. Thank you. That'll do it. Okay. And then, let's see. A banana. You could put... I got hungry. Just go ahead and put that in there. Yeah, peel too. Why not? Yeah, it sounds good. You're on my same page. Here we go. Come on. Okay. And then I've got some yogurt. Is it past April 1st?
Yeah.
Okay, no big deal, right? It's just yogurt. No sweat, right? You want to dump some of that in there? Yeah, put it down. Go ahead. And then I got some wheatgrass, but unfortunately this is called John's grass, okay? So go ahead and dump that in there. There we go. Woohoo! Okay. And then we have flaxseed oil, but all I had was some motor oil laying around the garage. Is that okay? Okay, go ahead.
Shouldn't I be using gloves for this?
Gloves? No, you're okay. Sure, go ahead. Just pour that in there. Yeah. Oh, good job. Excellent. Okay, now, what else? Oh. I was going to put some strawberries in there, but all I have is some straw. So let's go ahead and dump that in there. Yeah, we got the fiber, don't we?
Yuck.
Yeah, yuck is right. And then we got an egg here, too, so be very careful.
Oh, man.
Okay, be really careful with that one.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Can you put the shell in, too?
Yeah, why not? Go ahead. Here we go. Okay, so I think that's it. I think that's all my ingredients. That's good. I don't know. Will you want to try? Let's see what happens. Okay. Okay, you got it? Come over here, hon. Okay, so just go ahead and hit that one there. Psyched you out. Okay. Wouldn't taste very good, would it? That's right. Can we do the next slide? See, one more. There we go. See, this is kind of like a blender. You got to put the right stuff in it. You know what I mean? And so the top part there, Well, of course, the ring around is God, the thing itself. Okay, that's our symbol, right? And then the very top section is the idea or the seed. And this chart that I'm showing you is a reenactment of the way that the divine creates, divine creator. Then we have the contemplator. And that's kind of like this guy, this section in here, the contemplator. And within that area, we have all of our thoughts, our conscious thoughts, our subconscious thoughts, our unconscious thoughts, a bunch of other stuff too that I'm not going to get into. But in relation to how it produces, we have the seed, and then that's called the soil, right? And then, of course, then we have the end result is you have seed, soil, and then you have the plant, or in this case, it can also be the body, the form, human experience, conditions, whatever it is that we decide to create. So the issue is, I had a desire and a purpose in the beginning, right? What did I want to do? I wanted to create a smoothie that was healthy and good for me, right? However, I didn't put the right ingredients in it. This is going to work no matter what as soon as I plug it in. It doesn't care what's inside of it. It's going to work on it. It's just going to make it happen. So it's really up to me, up to us. If we want to make those changes, the changes need to be made in our thinking. So if you're coming out with a lot of this kind of stuff in your life or when you're trying to manifest, the area to take a hard look at is your thinking. Thank you, Gianna. Appreciate it very much. Can we get a hand for Gianna? Awesome. Now go have some fun. Okay. So Matthew Fox, the writer of Creativity. Oh, wait a minute. There's one other thing. In this section here, okay, there was this guy who said to God, God, I understand that a billion years is like a second to you. God says, yes, it's true. And he says, God, I understand that $1 billion is like a penny to you. God says, yes, that's true. He says, God, can I have a penny? God says, just a second. And what that tells you, the point I wanted to make out of that, because I thought it was funny for one thing, but is that there is no big and small in the mind of God. And it's not about whether, you know, it's all about whether you are able to accept and know that for yourself. It is our thinking that makes it happen. It is our beliefs. It's done unto us as we believe. Okay, so moving on to Matthew Fox in the book Creativity. Has anybody seen that book or read that book? Yeah, and I know that the lessons, I've heard all the lessons so far this month have been based on that book and a lot of great information out of it. But one thing he says is creativity may be the one thing our species has going for us. And so I thought about that, and I have really learned a lot in preparing for this lesson. Creativity may be the one thing our species has going for us. And what I've learned since doing this lesson is the power of creativity. It is an incredibly powerful force. We have to realize that a creative being lives within ourselves, whether we like it or not. And that we must get out of its way, for it will give us no peace until we do. Have you ever had that urge within you, that creative sense within you, that you just knew you had to do something about it? Well, I have four friends that had that feeling. And in that process, It all started with a wiffle ball golf ball. Golf club. In a circle in the grass. And four guys with probably a little too much time on their hands. Developed into, oh, you know what? We could get some PVC. We can make these little rings and get a little flag here. And then there was the tree. That was inspiration, okay? Because you notice it has this really nice V, okay? So what we did is we set up a hole in front of the tree. You have to hit it through the V in order to get it into the hole, see? Grown men, folks, grown men. And there it is, taking the shot. Go ahead. And then we decided, you know what? One hole is not enough. Why don't we make a whole golf course? And so in this poor guy's yard, we created a golf course. It's called Murphwood. It's actually, and even his wife's flower area, she's not fond of this hole. So then, when of course we have our beer can tee markers. And okay, so since we have a golf course, you got to have a golf card, right? So then, of course, we had to make the card, and it has all the rules. I mean, they're all kind of weird rules. So we had to make the card. And of course, proper etiquette when going to the clubhouse for a beverage, you must bring back enough for the fellow golfers. See, we don't have a thing for, you know, callers and all that kind of stuff. Next one. And then, of course, we had to get ready for a driving range, right? So we had to have a driving range. And then you got to have a tournament. I mean, what the heck, right? You got to have a tournament with all your friends. And then this, of course, is sudden death. So this is like the last guy, the two guys that are vying for the trophies. They happen to be head of the ceramics department at Chico State, so all the trophies are made out of ceramics. Beautiful pieces, too. Really nice. And then we have Crazy Hat Days. That was the 10th annual tournament. 10 years. Yeah. So what does that mean? What is that? It's so interesting how creativity can build upon itself. Starts off with, you know, let's just fool around. And then, you know, one, especially when we're in a community, a group, right? And one guy says, well, what about this? And then we try that and it doesn't work, but it's okay because we can do this. And you know, that's the thing about creativity and about manifesting and doing all that stuff. You get do-overs. Just like when we play, we got do-overs all over the place. Mulligans, they call them. But we have do-overs. If it doesn't work out, you get a do-over. It's okay. You just have to make some changes. And the biggest thing for all of you is that you're all aware of this mechanism, this way, this juicer of life, this creative juicer. You're all aware of it, so you know and you have a source and you have a resource to come to if you're stuck. Okay. But you see, creativity can go a couple of ways. And that's one of the things that Matthew Fox brings out. I'm going to have a little water here. Yeah. Okay. Creativity can go a couple of different directions, right? I mean, we can creatively create a golf game that brings people together and have some fun and have community. We have the power of creation, and if used properly, we can create a world that works for everyone. That's our motto, isn't it? That's our mission. A world that works for everyone. We can create a community within this place here. We can create all kinds of things. We can create ways for neighborhoods to get along and to work and to be safe. We can create ways to help feed people. We are creative beings. It is an incredible power. Unfortunately, we can also create situations and say hurtful things that bring people down, that make them feel bad about themselves. And we can create weapons of destruction. And we can create hatred and separation. The power of creation, it is a tremendous power. And that's what I got the most out of preparing for this lesson. We have the power to do almost anything we want, and yet sometimes we make really crappy choices. We have the power to clean up our environment. We have the power and the ability and the creativity and the imagination to create new sources of energy. That is where our focus needs to be. How can we create in alignment with the divine? Well, I know it starts first within ourselves, right? We need to work on creating a life for ourselves first. We need to remember and be aware, and this is all about awareness of our creativity. We need to be aware what we're creating. Because what we create ripples out. And who we are ripples out. But don't beat yourself up, because guess what? You get do-overs. It's okay. It's all right. But we still need to keep our eye on the ball, right? Of where it is that we want to go. So, what's going to happen in the future? What does our future look like? Education is a huge part of the future. How would you like to be a teacher now? Think about for a minute the changes that have taken place just in the last 10 years. It's astounding. You know, just the phone alone, your cell phone alone has become, you know, such a tool for almost everybody. It's incredible. How would you like to have the job of preparing the children for the future? Who knows what's going to happen, right? Who knows what's going to happen? Sir Ken Robinson, he's an author, speaker, and international advisor on education. And he's really fun to listen to. He says, all children have tremendous talents, and we, through our education system, squander them. How do we squander them? How do we squander our children's talents? By not recognizing them, yes. Not letting them be kids, right. Not encouraging them, yes. Not learning from them, limiting them. Thank you. What's that?
Negativity.
Not listening. Pardon? Trying to make them conform. Oh, man, you guys are on it. He says, creativity now, at this time, is as important as literacy, and we should treat it with the same status. Dance, music, theater, art, all on the bottom rungs with all of the other subjects on top of it. So at least priority. It's not as important. He told us a great story of a 6-year-old girl. And she was, the teacher told him that she was was a gal that had a hard time paying attention, didn't sit still very much. But in this particular lesson, it was a drawing lesson. This young lady was very quiet and very working very, very hard. And so it caused the teacher to check in on her, see what was going on. And so she walked up to the girl and she said, what are you drawing? And the little girl responded, I'm drawing a picture of God. And the teacher said, well, we don't really know what God looks like. And the little girl responded, you will in a minute. That's what we need. I thought, you know, when I heard that, I thought of Connie Asquith as a six-year-old. I really did. I could see that. Anyway, but that's what we need. That childlike willingness to just put it out there and not worry and not be concerned of whether or not who's right or who's wrong. You see, the thing about kids before they've learned differently is they'll take a chance. They'll answer any question. They'll just give it a go, right? They don't care. It just comes out, and it's creative, and it's interesting. It may not always be accurate, but we have to figure out a way to acknowledge the creativity while also guiding them into accuracy at the same time. It is a job, and it's a tough job, and I can't imagine what it'd be like to be a teacher. Unfortunately, our educational system tends to stigmatize wrong answers, right, and mistakes. When what happens is kids tend to shut down a little bit, but that's okay. We can take it from here. I don't get worried about anything. I don't, because I know there's a greater power, okay? And so I know also that, I just know that in general, things are going to work out and things are going to move forward in a wonderful, beautiful way. And I know that because of all of you and all the people that have that knowledge and that understanding and that wisdom, because that wisdom, that same wisdom is within each one of us. So I don't get all worried and upset about it, but what I do like to do is to move forward with it and take those ideas and those thoughts and present them. And when we have children like Gianna up here that we share with them and that we encourage them, all of our children and all of our grandchildren and you know, just everybody, that we really encourage them not to be so concerned about making a mistake. So, here's what I know. We have a recipe. We have a recipe for creativity. We can intentionally create that which we desire in our lives. And if you're not sure how to make that all work, we'll be happy to help you out. We have classes that'll help you. We have practitioners that can help you. We have a lot of people that have been here for a long time that can help you. We have a tremendous gift of creativity, and it's a powerful gift. It's our greatest and most powerful asset as a species. It truly is. But it's something that we must respect and be aware of. We have a choice on how we're going to use it. Where is our inspiration coming from when we create? We have a choice on how we are going to use it, and that choice makes a big difference, not only in our own lives, but in the lives of other people. And thirdly, it is important that we all express our creativity and that we encourage the people around us to express their creativity and that we take care of our children. Namaste.